Cue the fancy intro music. This is Creative Freedom, empowerment for creative entrepreneurs, where can-do inspiration and how-to education collide to help you own your dreams without selling your soul. Creative Freedom gives you the tips, tools, and resources you need to define and achieve success on your own terms, so you can make great money doing what you love and have the time and freedom to enjoy it. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Lisa Robin Young. Let's get started. Happy New Year! If you count Chinese New Year, I've had 3 New Years already in 2022. The start of the Western calendar year on January 1st, my birthday on January 5th, and Chinese New Year, February 1st. Year of the Tiger, baby, which is my sign. So I'm planning for this to be a big year for me. I'm coming at you with a special podcast-only episode today, my year-end review. Where 2020 was actually a surprisingly good year despite the pandemic, 2021 had other plans. This episode is an up-close and personal look month by month at what did and didn't go according to plan last year, and we will wrap up with the lessons learned and the changes that we're doing here that are going to go into effect in 2022. Now, I've been saying this almost since the beginning of my coaching career. As a creative entrepreneur, your business is an extension of who you are. It's an outpouring from you to your fans, your audience, your world. So if you're not taking care of you, it makes it hard to give to the world. You just can't give from an empty bucket. And my bucket got a hole this year, and it drained faster than I anticipated. And we had a lot of ups and downs on the personal front. I managed to start this year, 2022, with a thankfully mild case of COVID. Happy birthday to me. I am better now. And again, was very thankful that my case was more annoying than anything, but that's this year. So we're here for last year. So let's hop in the Wayback Machine and head off to January, 2021. Now, I generally start the year, any year, with a bang. Partly due to the ingrained guilt around the whole new year, new you energy that's pumping this time of year. Don't tell me you haven't felt it, smelt it, or dealt it, because it is everywhere right now as I record this. Goals, achievements, plans. And I do this to myself and my clients as well. Plans and planning aren't a bad thing, right? They're important, but it's the guilt that's disempowering. So one of my commitments for 2022 was to release that guilt and learn to trust myself more and just trust the process, right? Continue to surrender. So we launched season 6 at the end of January after a month of filming and editing, and we had some team changes back in 2020 thanks to the first wave of COVID. So we were finally starting to feel like things were up to speed. We added a new client to the incubator. We smoothed out some systems and processes. We were able to launch the podcast, the video show, and the new music video parodies all at once. And it was fun until it wasn't. It became clear a few months in that we couldn't sustain that production schedule. And so we kept pushing release dates out. By June, we'd only launched 6 of the 20 episodes that we had planned for the season. That was really hard for me. As you'll see as we go on here, I wasn't fully utilizing my team. I was still trying to do too much myself. And then my body decided to have a mind of its own. You're going to see how badly things went off the rails as we roll into summer. But before summer, February, we got our first vaccine. Living in Mississippi meant that we were able to get vaxxed pretty early in the process. I had to remind some of my friends that the population of the entire state of Mississippi is only slightly more than the population of the city of Chicago. But being in a small town, Columbus, Mississippi, it was getting pretty dang lonely. So my coach suggested that I find a virtual networking group and make some new friends. So I did. Hello to my Dot sisters. If you're listening, I thank you for being my primary social outlet for 2021. Yay. And that was a big help. I will put a link to the group in the show notes if you're curious. I made some new friends and I met a ton of women from around the globe over the course of the year. In fact, 10 new connections in February alone, which was both a blessing and a sign that I was doing too much socializing and not enough business building. But I couldn't see that just yet. We did add a couple of clients to our roster, including a scholarship recipient. Those are always fun for me. To be able to help somebody that might not otherwise be able to afford to work with me, that's just a thrill. And if you didn't know, I make scholarships available for most of my digital and virtual programming. Preference is given to marginalized folks, but they are open to anyone. So if finances have been holding you back from working with us, reach out because we're here to help. March was very much like February, second dose of the vaccine, continuing our filming and production schedule for the show, meeting 14 new people for virtual coffee. Are you doing the math yet? I sure wasn't. I needed that social connection to stay sane, but it was also a resistance behavior that kept me from doing the work of working in my business. I was so busy, but I wasn't doing the important things to further my business. My youngest was on spring break, so I got to have him with me for his birthday, which was nice after a year of travel restrictions. It wasn't an exciting spring break, but at least I got to be with him and watch him continue to grow like a weed. I also opened enrollment for the Cashflow Creator Workshop. We're running it again this April, so make sure you're on our email list if you want to know when the doors are open for that. Current Incubator and Star Power members will get in for free, and if you're trying to figure out your business model, you're gonna wanna be there. Considering the fact that my marketing was a few emails and a handful of social media posts, I think we did pretty well. Three of those social connections also turned into enrollments for the program. So that was encouraging. Remember what I always say, it is not magic, it's marketing. Do the work of letting people know what you have to offer so that they can decide if the time is right to say yes to you. Now, I wasn't doing a lot of it, but what I was doing worked for us. So there's that. April was also the beginning of my body's not so subtle reminders that I'm not as young as I once was. I broke my tooth, but we weren't able to deal with that until November. I could say some things about the US healthcare system, but this episode isn't long enough for all the dismay and disappointment that I'd have to share. So we're gonna skip that. A few days later, I ended up in the ER, where we discovered that I had a stricture that created a kidney stone that was almost an inch long. They couldn't do the procedure that day, so they sent me home until they could schedule the grinder to come to the hospital in June. To quote Inigo Montoya, I hate waiting. So May was getting stressful. In addition to the health stuff, things were shifting on the job front for my husband. And you may remember that the reason we moved to Mississippi in the first place was for a professorship that Jim accepted at one of the universities. Well, thanks to COVID, promises made when he signed on weren't able to be kept. So we finally did the same thing that I do with all my clients. We got clear on what he really wanted and we started taking steps in that direction. And he was looking anywhere and everywhere for work, like Mexico, Portland, Dubai, anything to keep him from having to sign a renewal contract in the fall. Now you notice I didn't give much of an update on my company, right? That's because I hit a capacity wall. I had done so many virtual coffee dates in the past couple of months that I was scrambling to get my own content done. That and increasing client workload meant that I was falling down on the job with my marketing, which meant we weren't bringing in any new revenue. And it was the start of a long revenue stagnation. Now, June had some bright spots. Jim and I finally got to take our honeymoon. Woohoo! We went to New Orleans. I signed a new coaching client and then went into the hospital for the grinder. Well, I ended up having back-to-back surgeries because the doctor went into my back and missed a few pieces. You have one job, doc, just one. But I went home with a plan to return in a couple of weeks to remove the stent that they had put in to kind of deal with this issue. I was happily pain-free. You know, I wasn't feeling any pain at all. And I was looking forward to my four-week vacation that I had planned for July. Well, the universe had other plans. We needed to prep the house for sale. I was back in the hospital because the second surgery created some scar tissue that had to be cleaned up. A new stent was placed, this time for 4 weeks. And by then, it would be just me and my youngest because Jim had to leave for his new job in Nashville before the end of July. Whew. August was busy and hard. See, you didn't hear any work stuff, did you? Nope, no work stuff. August was busy. I did the drive to Michigan to take my youngest home, then came back to Mississippi all alone and lonely for what was supposed to be the final procedure on this whole stricture thing. Ooh, there's some foreshadowing for you. And I apologize, kind of, sort of, if this is TMI, right? But this was an important part of what I learned about myself in 2021. So the problem wasn't with my kidney per se, but rather the ureter, the tube that leads away from the kidney to the bladder, this tiny little tube. The kidney was presumably fine, but there was more scar tissue than expected because that stone had been blocking the tube. And that put me back in the ER. And this time in August, I'm there by myself. Okay, insert the sad violins here. I've never had to be overnight in a hospital without somebody to visit me. So that was a teachable moment for me about who I am, of what I'm capable, and how I want my life to be. It was a very powerful Lisa has to stand on her own moment. And that's not saying anything against my husband. He was at work, he was doing his thing, and I had just never been in that position before. So to be able to see myself through that was a very empowering, albeit a little bit stressful, adventure for me. Ultimately, they ended up putting in another stent as a temporary fix and sent me off to meet with the robot once I got moved to Nashville. Dun, dun, dun. I also had my first live performance in a long time in August. I was hired to sing with a band in Nashville, so I drove up for the gig. And while I was in town, Jim and I put in an application on an apartment. Because forget about trying to buy a house until our Mississippi home sold. Houses go like in 2 days around here, so we weren't going to get a house. So we found an apartment to park ourselves for the foreseeable future. Again, not much beyond doing our booked client work in August. No new content, no real marketing, just trying to keep my nose above water while I'm dealing with all of these health issues and relocation things. September rolled in. And in addition to moving into our new apartment in Nashville, I was getting ready for our annual client retreat, this time in Portland, Oregon. And it was the first time that I actually flew to a destination for the retreat. And it'll probably be the last one for a while now that we're back in Nashville. I knew Mississippi was not a destination people wanted to go to. So I'm like, let's go to Portland. I've never been there. And now I'm just like, whoo, let's not travel. Let's stay close to home. It's easier to schlep all my stuff and just be more present. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The whole event was another teachable moment for me. We weren't sure if pandemic travel was even going to be possible, but thankfully it all worked out. And almost everybody was able to reconnect in person, which honestly, that made my year. Our annual client retreat is not a huge event. I like to keep things intimate so that we can go deep. We did it virtually in 2020, but there were some things that just didn't translate the same when we weren't in person. So it was good to have everybody in a room again, you know, socially distanced and doing that thing, and to be able to see the awesomeness of my clients firsthand, live and in person. Plus, I'm a hugger, so it was nice to get, you know, some kind of socially distanced hugging thing going on. I miss the physical contact of my people, right? That's just, it's a thing. I am a hugger. And while the retreat went well, I noticed my own capacity, again, being uncomfortably stretched a few times. Until this year, I pretty much managed the retreat on my own. Note, with the added health drama, I had more than one moment, hopefully they didn't notice, where I almost broke down. And that's when I realized I was really trying to do too much myself. I know, shocker, right? Like, oh, Lisa, doing too much? Is that a thing? Yeah, it's a thing. At any rate, I made it through and I made a commitment to myself to have help for the retreat in 2022. And that's one of the big changes we're making this year. I'm going to share more about that when we get to the end of this yearly wrap up. So let's continue with October, which felt a little more like I was getting back on my game. It only took 10 months. I'd spent a good part of the year refining my star power framework. And I was finally being invited to podcasts and workshops to teach this framework. I also took some of that COVID business loan money from the government and I invested it in new supports for the business. Started working with a new coach, enrolled in a mastermind community, hired Dr. Michelle Mazur to help me refine the messaging for this new work. I've been grappling with writing a book about this for over a year now, and some pieces still felt like they needed some massaging. And so Michelle's work is the three-word rebellion, and I'll link to it in the show notes. She's freaking brilliant. And I've known for a while that I wanted to hire her, but it wasn't in the budget until this year. And I tell you this because I think it's important to hear. We don't always have the money to do what we want to do when we want to do it. So then what do? Well, first of all, don't give up. Keep your eye on the prize. In my experience, it is so much sweeter when you finally get there. I had done a few smaller workshops with Michelle that only confirmed my decision about wanting to work with her. Now, that's good marketing right there. Just point blank. I did the things I needed to do first so that I was ready to work with her and make this bigger investment. And I see too many people trying to leapfrog when they're not even ready to crawl yet. And there's nothing wrong with ladder climbing and taking baby steps. Everyone starts with baby steps. Throwing money at a problem doesn't always solve the issue. So trying to do something before you're ready for it is a lot like throwing away your money. And I can't tell you the number of people who come into our incubator after they've been burned plunking down thousands of dollars to work with somebody and not getting any results. Now, sometimes it's because the person they gave their money to was a bad actor. But I also see a fair number of folks coming to us because they really weren't ready for that program and they got wooed by the slick marketing. So it's important that you stay focused on investing where your business needs it most. Fix the most immediate needs first instead of trying to leapfrog. If you don't have a clear offer, no amount of messaging work will solve that. If you don't have an audience, no amount of sales and marketing will fix that. You've got to do the basic work before you're ready for the next steps. So I had done my work and I was finally ready to work with Michelle, and it was worth every penny. And you'll be seeing and hearing more about Star Power because of the work I did with Michelle. That was a big commitment. But I didn't stop there. I made several substantial investments in the business in other ways too. And I will say that caused a bunch of money blocks to come up for me. But I also had this very clear vision of creating an inviting, warm, fun, and friendly feel in my show and in my work and having the support I needed to make it easy. Remember, I was at capacity and I needed to solve that issue. So as we rolled into November, I was already recognizing the value of these investments in the right now, even though the results wouldn't be realized for months to come. See, I had fleshed out a new model for the Creative Freedom Incubator a while ago, but it had been stalled because I wasn't entirely sure how I could implement it. So part of this investment was reaching out to other brilliant minds that I knew and investing in them to help bring this vision to life. These new collaborators are going to be instructors in this new version of the incubator. And I'm really excited at how the content is coming together. I'm licensing work from people that I trust. So this is not just a webinar with a janky upsell at the end. It's an actual course. It's course content designed for early stage business owners and established creative entrepreneurs who have a knowledge gap to fill. By the end of November, I had a very viable solution and we're going to be rolling it out in March. So, you know, if you're not already in the incubator, you're going to want to get on that because pricing is going to be changing come March. Now, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself because I don't want to be talking about March right now. More on that after we finish this year in review. And we're almost there. Because if November was the month of infrastructure investment, December was the month of relaxation and exhalation. Time for self-care and rest before the new year began. I finally resolved that broken tooth, got contacts for the first time in my life. Like I'm sticking my finger in my eyeball, figuring out how to make that work. And we did sell the house. Woohoo, we finally sold the house. And I got 2 whole weeks off from work. Plenty of time to socialize, spend time with family, and ring in 2022 by going to bed early. Now, I take the last 2 weeks of the year off because I need it. And also because my oldest birthday is the 19th, then comes Christmas, then New Year's, and then my birthday. So that's a lot of family time. Boom, 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 boom. And it just makes sense to just take that whole period off and not try to sprinkle in work in between. And just take the time to not be available, right? So my new year officially begins on my birthday, January 5th. Cards and letters can be sent too. I was scheduled to be back to work on January 6th, but I woke up the morning of my birthday with a runny nose and a cough. Uh-oh. Now, I did go back to work on the 6th, but I work from home, so I was just sequestered in my office. They call it quarantine. I was quarantining for 5 days. And that was my 2021 in a nutshell, right? So if 2021 taught me anything, it was how to better trust myself and honor my instincts, and that I need to ask for more help. And those two things are not mutually exclusive. In fact, I stand here in 2022 believing that one feeds the other. In the Star Power Framework, I explain how the place where most entrepreneurs fall down is taking courageous action. Now, I didn't say massive action, because I don't think that's always the right thing to do. You can do a lot and still be focused on the wrong stuff. I mean, that was me early last year doing all those social connects. Courageous action is about facing your fears, correcting your course when things aren't going according to plan, and then refining your model so that you stay focused on what's most important to you. Sometimes that means doing something big or massive, but most of the time, it's tiny tweaks. And one of those tweaks for me is trusting myself and honoring my intuition more. I was shamed out of believing in myself after more than a decade in a problematic marriage. So I had a lot of deprogramming and unlearning to do to get to a place where I can even hear that impulse and then begin to honor it. And incidentally, the job that Jim took didn't end up being a good fit. But I remain convinced that the job offer served its purpose to get us back to Nashville. As I tell my clients, sometimes your goal isn't always the goal, and that's okay. Goals get us to move, to act. They motivate us. And then when we step out from where we were, we see other options and decide we want those more. That doesn't mean I was a failure because I didn't attain that goal. It means I decided I'm done with that goal, and now I'm on to something else. I'm not being wishy-washy. I'm changing my mind. So yeah, 2021 was a wild ride, but we ended the year with more revenue than 2020, so I'm thrilled with that. Our expenses were higher, though, because I dipped into that loan money to make some infrastructure investments, and we'll be paying that back for a while. And I still believe it was worth it and that the timing was right, and that's me honoring those instincts. So now that we're in 2022, what's going to be different? Well, one of the things I got clarity on was how much I was still trying to do myself. I haven't been fully utilizing my team's strengths because I've still had the Vulcan death grip of control on all the things in my company. To remedy that, I've charged Lauren, my team lead, to manage all the client-facing work inside the incubator. She will be the point of contact for all the hands-on work that supports our clients' companies. We've brought on Shannon as our event concierge and educational support team member. She'll be migrating all our courses into a new platform that lives on our website to make life easier for all our clients. Shannon's also helping me with all things related to the client retreat and will be here with us in Nashville this fall if we are able to be live and in person again. Having an extra set of hands and an extra brain will allow me to stay in the zone and fully present to facilitate the workshop for my clients. I won't be trying to put packets together, setting up tables, or interfacing with the hotel staff. Shannon's got it handled. She's in control, so I can stay in my zone of genius. I've also hired a creative director on retainer to review and approve all of our design work so that I don't have to. We create a lot of visuals for our marketing, so having someone else that I trust to be able to give everything a once-over is peace of mind and freedom for me. That zone of genius thing is critical. As you level up, you have to stop doing all the things so that you can fully own the work that you're meant to do. And it's taken me a long time to get to this point and have the sustainability needed to make that happen. I also had a lot of fear around trusting people that got in my way. 2021 showed me that the right people in the right roles actually keep things running smoothly without you. Hallelujah. In a year that felt like my body was betraying me, I got even more clarity on how important it is to start trusting my team so that everything doesn't always fall to me. Now, Fusion creatives have a bad habit of trying to do all the things because we're typically good at a lot of things and we don't want to choose because then it feels like we're being pigeonholed or we're not being fully self-expressed. Wah! I use the analogy of the Eagles, that rock supergroup with the biggest selling album of the 20th century and one of the biggest selling albums of all time. These guys are all master performers as solo artists. They're all really good at what they do, but they don't all sing lead at the same time. Joe Walsh isn't trying to play drums. Don Henley's not playing bass. Each one of them has their moment to shine, but when they come together to support one another, the whole is better than the sum of its parts. So this year is about channeling my inner Eagles, doing the things that I do really well, and then trusting the other members of my supergroup to do what they do really well. And when we come together, we're better than the sum of our parts. That's the goal. So, how does that translate into actual changes in the company? Well, we're breaking apart the podcast, the music videos, and the video show. Doing the parodies is fun, but I'm in a holding pattern until I can find a videographer that I trust here in Nashville. Plus, pulling them apart means that I can do some things that I wasn't able to do before, like parodies that don't necessarily match the episode content. I've got a list of 8 parodies right now that I didn't film because they didn't go along with the show that we were working on at the time. I also wanted to do some video episodes that didn't necessarily go with the podcast either. Like, I want to bring some guests on. And my inner perfectionist was trying to figure out how to keep all these pieces together when in reality, they need to be pulled apart. So that's where we're starting. We've got a few more episodes from season 6, which focus on helping you build a profitable, sustainable business doing what you love. That attitude isn't going away. But in season 7 this spring, we're shifting our focus to better match the folks that we're here to serve. And I'll say more about that in a bit. Now, as we shift our audience focus, here's what else is changing. A Club is going away as a standalone product, and it will only be available to existing coaching clients. And the Incubator is evolving into a 2-tiered curriculum-driven program. A few years ago, when I broke Incubator into a paid multi-tiered system, I did it with the idea that this would help us reach more people. But it didn't work that way. Yep, I know. Everything doesn't work. Enrollment didn't change year over year. And yes, I know we didn't do a lot of marketing, but the marketing I did do was almost all for the incubator in one form or another. And we just didn't see the numbers. I also got clear that the audience the incubator serves is more interested in either a DIY option at a lower price point or a done with you option at the pay for results level. So rather than a bunch of tiny offers floating around and a bunch of different pricing schedules and all this other stuff, it's all going into the new curriculum-driven incubator or into Star Power. The new incubator isn't pretending to be all things to all people. The incubator's zone of genius, as it were, is helping early stage creative entrepreneurs define success on their own terms and then build a profitable, sustainable business doing what you love in a way that works for how you're wired to work. Now, about 40% of our clients are dealing with chronic illnesses or other marginalizations, so we're built around doing things that work for your unique situation, your unique context, and not trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. For folks in the very early, low-budget stage of growth, the DIY option gives you access to the entire curriculum, the assessments, and a roadmap that shows you what to do first to make your business healthier so that you're moving down a success path that really helps you lock things in. And if you're not clear on how to take that step, we've got recommended training from these instructors that I've personally vetted and invested in to help you understand how to get the result that you need. Now, I've invested thousands of dollars in this training so that I don't have to pretend to know everything and so that you get honest help, not a thinly veiled sales pitch. We're talking about stuff like email and marketing and lead generation and legal. Dear Lord, a solid legal foundation is essential, y'all. And I've hired these folks to teach, not to sell. And it's in a container that guides you. I've created and also been part of several membership communities that have these archives of training, some that go back years and years, and there's no roadmap to show you how to get what you need or how to implement. And let's be honest. There's no one size fits all for business. You may be great at Instagram and totally suck at email. Or you may be really smart about systems, but have no clue when it comes to generating leads for your business. And you're probably not a lawyer, so contracts and other important legal protections may be the last thing on your mind when you're just trying to get your sales stabilized. And I get it. That's why I've developed this roadmap based on how we work here at Creative Freedom. And I'll be sharing more about that in a future episode when we get closer to rolling out this new format publicly. So that's the DIY option. It also includes some group coaching and quarterly planning workshops, so it's not completely DIY. I just can't stand the idea of leaving people hanging. I really want you to get questions answered and be able to bring your great work to the world. That was the original vision for the incubator. And this approach allows us to help more people do exactly that. And I think we'll really get the uptake this time. Now, we still have Incubator Classic, that pay for results edition, which includes the DIY piece, as well as the hands-on support and the private coaching that people have come to expect from our incubator. This is where we've consistently had the most uptake. But it's been a 2-month process to get people in the door, and we can only bring in 2 or 3 people. You know, I think we at its highlight, we've had like 6 total people in the incubator in any given year. So we've made the application process a lot easier. We've streamlined the payment options and made it just easier for anybody to get into this that wants to be there. After 6 years of leading the incubator, I've learned that most people need more coaching when they start the program to help them become more confident decision makers in their business. I've also discovered that people were rarely using all their support hours in year 1, but as time went on and they were able to make more confident business decisions, they'd use more support time and then less coaching time. And let me tell you, that's the way it's supposed to be. Coaches are not supposed to be crutches. At some point, you're supposed to graduate. So with that understanding, I've retooled the Pay for Results Incubator to include more coaching on the front end and more support hours on the back end. I've also simplified what pay for results looks like. So there's no more guessing about pricing, and you're clearly getting value way above and beyond for the investment that you're making. And as your business grows, you're paying us for the results that we've helped you get. And in an effort to not be doing all the things, I will be actively seeking out 1 to 2 coaches to train in our methodology and then work with our clients as we grow to serve more people. I can't be the only coach. But I also won't just trust my people to just anybody. There will be a training and certification process to ensure that our coaching team can provide a level of care that meets or exceeds my expectations for our clients. I don't take this lightly. It's actually pretty freaking scary to me. Trusting the hearts and businesses of my clients to someone else has felt like a foreign concept to me for a while. But I'm clear now that it's getting to that point. I have to step back from doing all the things. And eventually, coaching is one of those things that I'll be stepping back from to empower more people. And it's better that I start this search now so that we're ready and our coaching team is empowered to do their best work when the time comes to let them fly. The other new thing for 2022 is the Star Power Program. It's a hybrid group coaching and mastermind for established entrepreneurs who are ready to be the celebrity in their niche and build a business that leaves a lasting legacy. Star Power helps our clients take those courageous actions in a safe space and a supportive community of people who are there to encourage you and help you shine like the star that you are. In fact, that's probably the most important change of all, our audience focus. And I touched on this earlier. I've spent the last 2 decades drilling down tighter and tighter on my audience so that I can really support my clients. Since we launched the Creative Freedom brand, our focus has been creative entrepreneurs in a very wide swath because the creative spectrum is very wide, and I was the only one teaching this stuff. But we've found that the folks who show up here are primarily chaotic and fusion type creatives, a few people on the cusp. We rarely see linears in our programs. I've also noticed that the people who stick around tend to be the folks who are clear that they're here for a purpose that's bigger than themselves. They know they're meant to be the celebrity or the expert in their market. They want to write that best-selling book or be on stages or in front of large audiences or somehow build a body of work that lives on long after they're gone. And I also realized that I love working with these folks because they are brilliantly gifted. They are damn good at what they do and who they are, but they often feel like they're the best kept secret in their space. They're tired of being passed over and they want to step into the spotlight because they know that they have something that's world changing, but they've been stuck for whatever reason, and now they're ready to do the work to be more visible. And it's not about doing more. In fact, if you've been paying attention to today's episode, you'll recognize it's a capacity problem, something that I faced head on this year. You can't continue to do what you've always done and expect better results. It's not how this world works. And what I do best is help you see where the real money is in your business and how to set yourself free from everything else so that you can focus on what you're great at. That means also doing the inner work to prepare yourself for that new level of success and visibility, because if you don't feel safe, if you don't feel ready, you're gonna shrink. And you'll hear me talking a lot more about becoming a celebrity in your niche this year, because I'm going all in on serving those folks to unleash their star power and shine like the star that they are. That also opens up the door for my new book about this work and possibly getting album number 4 off paper and into a studio. Now that I'm back in Nashville, that feels a lot more doable. But the only way that's going to happen is if I lean into my team, trust myself more, and stay focused on doing what I do best. Happy New Year. 2021 was a wild ride, and 2022 has already started with some shock and awe. So I hope you will be here with me when 2023 comes a knocking, and then we can see how this all shakes out together. That's the big picture plan. We will see what happens. Thank you for helping us make a bigger impact in the world. We appreciate our sponsors, our patrons, and every like, share, follow, and review that you give about Creative Freedom. If you liked what you heard today, spread the word. We are one of the fastest growing shows for creative entrepreneurs because of your help. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Next time, we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled programming with Season 6, Episode 7, and a look at marketing strategies. So be sure you're subscribed to our show to get notifications about our upcoming episodes. I hope we will see you there. And until then, for more inspiration and education to help you end the hustle and own your dreams without selling your soul, come see what's shaking over at lisarobinyoung.com. You know you want to!